Hello, this is Sharina from Lighted Path, sharing wisdom from the Bible to light your path. Today, let's talk about five habits for spiritual growth in the new year. Following Jesus is learning how to live the kingdom way. Do you want a deeper walk with God? Are you unsure of what you believe or how to stand firm? Do you want to make a difference in the lives of your family, friends, or co-workers? Is your spiritual life dry and lifeless? Here are five habits that can change your life. First of all, view all through the eyes of eternity. Trust me, this will give a whole different perspective on your daily life. Whether you are a stay-at-home mom, an employee, friend, teenager, middle-aged, or senior citizen, your perspective on life is crucial. Secondly, read your Bible. It is there you will find out who God is, who you are in Christ, and how to live. Be passionate about studying the Word. Let it be your guide. David Wilkerson says no one can expect God's touch if he isn't passionate about the Scriptures. There are reading plans available online or from your place of worship. I have provided one just for you, found at simplebiblelessonsforyou.com. There you will be mentored as you read through the Bible, finding treasure along the journey. I have put those lessons in a paperback workbook, which you can purchase from Amazon. Third, make it your desire to be a vessel of honor for the Master's use. Be available for God to break in on your life when He needs you. It might be something we consider trivial, or it might be life-changing for another person. Never be too busy for God to need you. Fourthly, live humbly before God. God speaks much about having a humble heart. And fifth, pray. It is vital. It is your communication with God. Just talk with Him. Here's some words to light your path this week. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. There's your eternal perspective. 2 Peter 1:3, as His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Everything we need in the Bible is there for our life. 2 Timothy 2:21 says, therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the Master, prepared for every good work. Didn't that sound good? And then Isaiah 57:15 says, for thus says the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him who has a contrite and humble spirit. There's that humility, the humble spirit. Philippians 4:6 through 7 says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Pray with me, would you? Heavenly Father, help us to see the importance of reading your word, praying, and living humbly before you. Give us eyes to see life from an eternal perspective. And may we always be available for you to use as you need. Have a great week.